This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denverite reporters spent a day at Union Station after reports of drug use and homelessness. Kevin Beatty shares what they saw.
Well, RTD's union president called the station a, quote, lawless hellhole, it's actually the center of a lot of the city's problems right now. Yes, we saw drug use, but many people just needed a warm place to sit, like Sean Foridori.
I think a big problem with our politicians and people not being able to solve the homeless crisis is because they've never been in the shoes. They have never actually been in the crisis of not having somewhere safe to go, not having somewhere warm to be, not having somewhere to go to the bathroom.
Foridori wasn't the only person who told us enforcement wasn't getting at the root of these bigger issues. Authorities may clear people from Union Station, but signs of poverty and addiction will likely crop up somewhere else. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Last week's snowstorm gave Colorado's snowpack a much-needed boost. Before the storms, snow accumulations on the ground and in the mountains were less than 50% of what's normal this time of year. That number has jumped to 73% of normal. Some of the biggest improvements were in the southwest. Snowpack around Durango increased from 30% to nearly 80% of normal. The area around Aspen and Glenwood Springs also jumped close to 80% of average snowpack. And get your lawn chairs and layers ready. The annual Geminid meteor shower will be visible in Colorado tonight. Astronomers say this year's show will peak around 2 a.m. The best place to watch is one with little light pollution. This is CPR News.